localwebradio.fm. Your trusted voices on the Semiahmoo Peninsula.
Are you dealing with a health issue you would love to resolve? Would you like to restore yourself to be healthier and more invigorated? There is help. Welcome to the Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. Now, here's your host.
Eva Marienchild here, and yes, I am your host, and I'm here with Dr. Tim Brown, chiropractor and MD, owner of Ocean Park Natural Therapies and creator of Solving Your Health Puzzle with Integrated Medicine. Today, Dr. Brown will be talking about allergies and your immune system. Now, before Dr. Brown joins us, just a reminder that if you folks in the audience have questions or require assistance, you can reach Dr. Brown's office at 604-538-3017. Or visit the staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. And here's Dr. Brown. Dr. Brown, welcome to the call.
Yeah, good day.
It is. Okay, let's jump right into it. First question. Allergies seem to be such a common health problem. What are allergies?
Well, let me just say that you're right. They're probably the most common problem seen in any medical practice. They can affect young and old alike. So they affect us at any age and in a variety of ways. Sometimes they're even the hidden cause behind other issues and or symptoms. So allergies are really a learned or programmed immune reaction to substances in our local environment. So they become exaggerated or abnormal responses to normal processes for our body to eliminate irritating things from its internal environment. For instance, we can have dust in the nose, so normally our response is to sneeze to try to remove it from the mucous membranes. If we get dust in our eye, we would blink or the eyes would water and we would remove that. But if we get a prolonged reaction, then we end up with things like hay fever with sneezing, watery eyes, swollen membranes, and it's a prolonged and exaggerated reaction from the body. So we call that an allergy.
So I understand that allergies can affect us at any age, right? And anyone can be affected.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's different types of allergies depending on what area is being irritated or affected. So you can have inhalant allergies from things like your sinuses, or it can get into your lungs. So you end up with things like asthma or breathing difficulties. Mm-hmm. You could have things in the intestine or the gut and digestive system. So you can end up with irritable bowel syndrome. You can end up with colitis or Crohn's or these types of medical diagnoses. And if your skin or your mucous membranes are affected, your ears, nose, throat, or skin, you can be diagnosed with eczema or hay fever. Or sometimes we get people in and they have extensive condition of their skin and their nerves all over their body. They're itching and in pain. And we call that neurodermatitis, where the nerves are inflamed and causes a lot of problems for the person. Especially, you can imagine if you have a young child and they have this, it affects the whole family.
Right. And the skin is the largest organ of the body. So, ouch. Not comfortable. So, Dr. Brown, what's the connection to the immune system then? It sounds like there's a big connection.
Yeah, there is, because your immune system is designed to protect you and identify kind of self from other. In other words, their primitive system tries to move away from things that it doesn't like and move towards things that that it wants or that it likes. So the immune system and allergies, they often develop after infections, high stress situations, or high exposure situations when the immune system is overtaxed, or sometimes these occur when the immune system is underdeveloped. So in a child, for instance, the immune system is poorly developing, and they rely on the mother's immune system from mother's milk and things to help protect them. So, of course, we can transfer things from the mother to the child. And on the other hand, if the child's exposed to foods or things in the environment or situations, there can be an excess of reaction, and they can start developing immune problems immediately.
So can you help us understand exactly how this works? How does the body's defense system react this way? Can you break that down?
Well, I'm going to break it down in terms of the simplest way is to compare what happens out in the real world with something like when you're eating a meal. That's equivalent to a sporting event. Something like a hockey or a football game or something where a crowd comes in and there's a whole bunch of people interacting with a specific purpose, and then the event is over and they should go, you know, peaceably out, and there's a cleanup that occurs. And that usually takes about 2 hours for a normal event, and everything goes back to normal and is ready for another event to occur. What happens if you get a rowdy crowd? So food toxins or upsetting foods go into the system. They're going to cause a reaction. The reaction is like rowdy people in a crowd where security guards come in and have to clean up the process or have to remove the offending rowdies. Now, this takes longer and leads to, in the body, inflammation markers that occur in the bloodstream, like C-reactive protein and other things. And then if this goes on and the security guards can't handle this, they will usually call in the police. So things like white blood cells will come into the area and their help to settle things down, make some arrests, and clean up the problem. Now, in our area, we had the Stanley Cup playoffs and things a few years ago, and then we had riots. So what happened was the sporting event was going on, and then the crowd spilled out into the streets, and things escalated. Out of the local arena, and it spilled over into the city, the environment, and the greater police system was brought into play. And basically, we'd say all hell broke loose. There was, and the police had trouble containing the amount of inflammatory citizens that were going on. And then what happens in the body, if a bomb goes off, so if some of the cells explode or are broken, if essentially body parts are then found on the scene, then things really escalate, and special police are called in, kind of a SWAT team with more firepower, which is trying to correct the disturbance and contain it. Now, what happens is, as we know in these situations, there's lots of surveillance cameras and camcorders and things like that that are recording what's going on. So the police then have long-term profiling to identify the offenders, and the immune system starts to react or arrest anything that seems to fit the profile. So it makes antibodies and something the body can make called smart bombs, which are programmed for immediately to go off and release when one of these profiled offenders is noted. They're quickly arrested, and this is your immune system at work, but it becomes overworked. And the longer it goes on, with more inflammation, irritation, the system gets really cranky. Mm. And that it's just like your police force and your security guards when they're having to work too many shifts and they're overworked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can't talk to them nicely. You often get arrested and things, you know, happen. And the problem is that they're profiling certain types. And unless this has changed, they continue doing that sometimes, not just for, you know, days, but weeks, months, and years.
Well, that's what stress can do to you. Yay, white blood cells. Very good analogy. That was great. So our body is marvelously designed. I am Eva Marienchild with Dr. Tim Brown. And after the break, we will talk more about allergies and treatment options available. We'll be right back.
More natural therapies with Dr. Tim Brown after these short messages.
Hillcrest Bakery and Deli presents Old Time Radio on the specialty channel on localwebradio.fm. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli, serving the Semiahmoo Peninsula for over 40 years with custom cakes, deli platters, and a wide selection of fresh baked breads. Hillcrest Bakery and Deli on the corner of Thrift and Johnston, where everything is lovingly made from scratch. Call Hillcrest Bakery and Deli today at 604-531-1750. That's 604-531-1750. And visit them online at hillcrestbakeryanddeli.ca.
If you're struggling with a dental or oral health issue, be sure to catch the Healthy Smiles Oral Health Show with Dr. Norm Eckert on the Health Channel on localwebradio.fm.
Shopping for the lowest mortgage rate? Looking to refinance?
Catch the Mortgage Newscast with Jared Dreyer
on the Business Channel
on localwebradio.fm.
It's time now for more Natural Therapies with Dr. Tim Brown.
All right, we're back with Dr. Tim Brown. Wow, what started off as a relatively harmless event, the way you described it, has now turned into a full-scale battle, huh? How does one detect or assess and treat allergies? You know, we need to put on our protective armor?
Well, here's the problem. The protective armor is actually our own immune system. And when these things get out of hand, we can end up with what's called autoimmune disorders, or where the seek and destroy cells that our immune system are setting off are now targeted towards our own tissues.
Mm.
And there are, I don't know how many hundreds now of diseases that are classified as autoimmune diseases. Mm. And this is a very big problem, because when your body starts attacking itself, of course, then you stop trying to, essentially from a medical standpoint, you have to stop the immune system. And mm-hmm. That leads to further problems, of course, because now essentially you're trying to slow down or shift the SWAT team, the police, the white blood cells, and all of that. Mm. And it's sort of a no-win situation.
Right. Catch 22. Hmm.
So now, how do we assess allergies becomes the next thing. And the detection methods in the past been things like scratch tests on the skin, looking at lab tests for immunoglobulins that are elevated, immune markers, that sort of thing. And these, I have to say there's sort of two aspects to this. There's what they call true allergies, which have immunoglobulins markers are raised, such as IgE or IgG. But there are also what we call sensitivities. And what we mean by that is we don't have these immunoglobulin markers, but the body is still reacting, and it's reacting through other means, like maybe the white blood cells are reacting, but not through immunoglobulins. Maybe a set of products called cytokines or inflammation markers are actually being raised, but immunoglobulins are not reacting. So this becomes difficult then to try to assess, you know, exactly are we dealing with an allergy, a sensitivity, and how are we going to address it? So we use, besides the lab testing and things, in our clinic, we use a lot of autonomic response testing, which is a direct feedback of how the body's reacting to various substances. And we have a proprietary system, which is called Advanced Allergy Therapeutics, which is designed through a computer-based signaling of substances and subsets of substances are put in, stored digitally in the computer, and we can basically generate the information out to the body, to the autonomic nervous system, and then try to pick up reactions that are going on. And this way we can identify not only, let's say, a certain food, but components of the food. We can check for reactions to vaccines and components of the vaccines, additives, this type of thing. Mm-hmm. We also have a means for isolating out various viral, bacterial, and parasite interactions. Mm. And this becomes very important because sometimes, at the early stages at least, if you can identify the substance and then reprogram the nervous system or the body's response system to mm-hmm. let it know that these substances are relatively harmless and they're actually friendly mm. or can be ignored, then the mm. immune system can settle down and go back to kind of normal vigilance.
Mm.
So I'm going to say normal vigilance is kind of like peacetime.
Right.
And when things are too activated, you're looking at kind of a war zone. And, you know, it reminds one of the, you know, the 9/11 bombings and things where mm-hmm. the whole country was on alert and mm-hmm. People were getting arrested and the profiling was going on. And mm-hmm. and the consequences of that long term are that it it's a detriment to the whole economy of the country.
Well, this could probably help with more serious illnesses also, like cancer, huh? The idea of doing that to the immune system, keeping it off of hyper alert, let it do its job, let it not recognize certain foreign invaders.
Well, yeah, what happens is when the immune system, the way it works is it works sort of on bursts of energy. And so what happens is when it's overwhelmed and trying to handle too many things, other things go undetected. And the other thing, some of the cells start to run their own programs. And that's when we head into zones like the cancer zone, where the cells are cells are in a different type of respiratory activity, and they should be normally eliminated from the system, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we run into all kinds of problems at that level. The whole idea with allergies is they're not something that one should just live with and put up with, because there's definitely an overload going on. And it leads to longer-term problems, because what starts off as an allergy may eventually end up with a problem within the organ itself. It actually things sort of shut down. And so we take, like you said, they affect all of us, young and old, but the treatments that we have to go through are not just avoiding these things, but we have to also identify, as we did in our earlier section, that sometimes these are occurring because of deficiencies where you need nutrients and sometimes some mild drugs or things to reduce inflammation response, where you might need drainage remedies to move a toxic load off the tissues. And this is one thing that naturopathic medicine is more aware of than probably many of the other professions, is that you can have waste products and overload from after an infection. For instance, the lungs may have an overload. So it's not an actual infection where you don't need an antibiotic or an antiviral agent anymore, but what you need is a lot of cleanup of the after effects of the little war that's going on. And you have to drain the lungs. You have to work on correcting things in the liver function, because the liver is the filter. It's like the central vacuum system of the house. And then you often have to drain some of the digestive organs, and the reproductive system gets overloaded. So it's a little more complex than just taking an antihistamine. There are also procedures that are very important, what they call low-dose allergy desensitization. And these, what they found, and there was a program on the Nature of Things where the they were experimenting with kids with severe allergies and things, giving them small doses of what they were sensitive to, and doing this in hospital settings and clinic settings. And I found it fascinating because they were exploring this as a possibility of a way to reduce these. And in naturopathic medicine, we've been doing that for probably onwards of 50 years. We use homeopathic dilutions and lower and what they call homochords, or various dilutions of substances, to present them back to the body to reprogram the immune system to reduce reactions.
How long has the naturopathic field been doing this? How many years?
Well, at least 50 years.
50. Wow.
Yeah, at least since, but technically they've been doing it since the inception of naturopathic medicine in Europe. The history of it was that the water cures and things where they were fasting and changing diet and these sort of things, it probably goes back, a couple of hundred years.
Wow. You're in the right field. Well, thanks for telling us about the common treatment methods for allergies. And Dr. Brown, do you have any final thoughts that the audience would benefit from that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I'd like to say that allergies can be simple or very complex to treat, and they can affect any of us at any age and interfere with our quality of life. So the good news is we don't need to suffer needlessly from allergies. And there are very effective treatment methods that can stop and even reverse the process of an allergy development. And I would say the sooner one can get at these things to stop them or reverse them, the better. Because, of course, they can get quite significant and quite deep into the system. And with some of the patients, by the time they come in with a neurodermatitis and some of these autoimmune things, it can take several years to try to restore proper function in their system.
All right, homeostasis. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for sharing what you do in your practice. to help people with their allergy problems. Now, if you, the listener, can think of someone who might benefit from what we've talked about today, go ahead and share this podcast with them. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. And you can reach Dr. Timothy Brown by telephone. Get your pencils ready at 604-538-3017. Or you can visit the staff online at www.oceanparkhealth.com. Dr. Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you. And thanks to all our listeners.
You've been listening to The Natural Therapy Show with Dr. Tim Brown, architect and creator of Ocean Park Natural Therapies. If you feel that you are a few steps farther down the health ladder than you should be, the naturopathic doctors at Ocean Park Natural Therapies want you to know that you can be helped. For more information and to book your appointment, call 604-538-3017. That's 604-538-3017. And visit them online at www.oceanparkhealth.com.
On your computer, on your smartphone, on your Wi-Fi radio. We're localwebradio.fm.
This episode is a production of Jam Media. For information on hosting your own web radio show, visit jammedia.com. That's www.jambmedia.com.
The opinions expressed by our guest and host on localwebradio.fm do not necessarily reflect the views of Jam Media or its owners. No expressed or implied opinions of any product or service should be considered an endorsement or recommendation of any kind by Jam Media or its owners.